This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell last school year climbed to their highest level in the program's history. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Safe to Tell received 31,000 reports last year. Suicide threats were the most reported concern, followed by bullying, drugs, welfare, and school safety concerns. Some of last year's reports include one about a student being abused at home that led to a welfare check and counseling support. Students also use Safe to Tell to alert schools about self-harm, substance use, and bullying, which also led to connections to help. Attorney General Phil Weiser says the report shows kids are not okay, but also shows courage and compassion by those who stepped up to help. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Federal agencies are reopening after the longest government shutdown in history, but as the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, federal workers still have concerns.
As a former employee of the U.S. Forest Service, Max Alonzo knows how hard shutdowns can be. He's lived through a couple.
We were a one-income house, and I had to do side jobs just to, you know, make enough money to put food on the table and put gas in the car during that time.
Now, Alonzo is the secretary treasurer for the National Federation of Federal Employees Union. He's happy federal workers are back on the job and that they're guaranteed back pay through the funding bill.
We're happy it's in there, but at the same time, why are we even at this place right now?
He says morale is low. The legislation also bans agencies from conducting reductions in force.
This is CPR News.